And we're back to the Tuesday afternoon show here on WGXC. And this is your host, Jill. Corey's here. And we have Mr. Rip Van Wagner here in the studio with us.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to share with everybody some of the stuff, the fun stuff that's going to be coming to Main Street in the next month or two. This Friday, November 27th, will be the Parade of Lights put on by the Catskill Ladies Fire Auxiliary. A lot of the local businesses will be staying open late for the Friday Night Fever event that we've been having going this year. Let me see what else is going on. The next day is actually November 28th, Small Business Saturday, a little event that has taken hold past couple of years and really become a commonplace for a lot of people, with focusing on shopping for small businesses and keeping your money local, helping support local economy. There'll be all sorts of stuff going on that day here on Main Street. We've got a ukulele camp at 1:30 at Magpie, sales and free tournaments at Kerwin's Game Store, food and wine and some of the other businesses. I think there's going to be a raffle at the General Store of Catskill. She's actually participating in a good karma deal where a percentage of her sales that day will go to a specific charity. And that evening there'll be music at Studio in the Round, 460 Main Street. Erica and Erica being presented by Kristen at the Studio in the Round.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we're also kicking off the Catskill Winter Passport program, which is designed to help people find out some of the local businesses that have popped up on Main Street in the past year or so. And people will be able to collect stamps after visiting certain establishments to be entered in December 12th's Winter Wonderland drawing for a couple hundred dollars in prizes. I think there's a gift basket involved, possibly some gift certificates. So definitely don't want to miss that, which in turn brings us to the Winter Wonderland event this December 11th and 12th. The Friday night evening, December 11th, is more adult-oriented. There'll be carolers. I believe there's a violinist at 394 Main Street. Holiday of Meditation, Healing 2-for-1 at Teaching Spirit. General Store of Catskill is going to have a tarot reader. I believe Perfect Tales has provided us with the wandering music of guitarist Mark Patton. And there's going to be readings of Dickens at the community center, and also readings at, I'm not sure if the location for the last place has been decided yet. There's a couple places that really would love to see Steve Patterson from the Bridge Street Theater do some readings of some fine literature. So that's on the list. We just haven't decided exactly where. And then the next day, which is a more family-oriented, family-friendly afternoon, there'll be a discount matinee at the community theater, vendors market at Kerwin's Game Store. The Bridge Street Theater will be providing us with a traveling puppet show, doing, I think, three different performances throughout the day. There'll be musical creations by Mr. Brian DeWan, hot chocolate provided by La Casa Latina, and also in front of the police department. There'll be an art reception at the Frisbee Gallery and Frisbee Insurance. And just found out that we're actually going to have a brass ensemble provided by the Catskill Library that's going to be performing up and down Main Street throughout the day. So that's a great, exciting surprise.
Whoa!
Yeah. And let me think. There will be the tree lighting, the announcement of the People's Choice Winter Window Decoration Contest, and the announcement for the passport winner, which, like I said, once people get enough stamps, they can enter into the drawing and the season of giving, you know.
So you get a stamp whenever you visit one of these businesses?
Yep, you got to go around to one of the local participating businesses and find a cat image located somewhere within their establishment. Sometimes it may be right out in front of your nose, and other times you may have to wander around a little bit and look and see what's going on. But yeah, that's it. You just got to go around and meet some people, and once they stamp and initial you to show that you were there, you are good to go. And once you get a certain number of them, you enter into the competition. The rules will all be on the passports that will be handed out the Small Business Saturday.
And you get the passwords where?
Any of the participating stores. I want to say at least half of the businesses up and down Main Street, if not more, are participating. Actually, I can guarantee that because I'm the one that's running around collecting information. But yeah, it's we got some really good participation. I'm really excited about the things that are in the works. There's been a big change in the shift on energy here in Main Street. Some great establishments have brought some new needed spark to the street. There's live music. There's some great food. The arts are starting to bubble back up into the sites. So it's really exciting to see how Catskill is finally coming into its own after so much hard work by so many different groups and organizations that have put in countless hours, you know, both on the volunteer scale and professional level.
Awesome.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody that has any questions or is interested in participating can contact me at rip@ripvanwagoner.com. You can also keep track of what's going on in the village at www.welcometocatskill.com. And there's also Facebook pages for the Welcome to Catskill and the Friday Night Fever. You should be able to easily search both of those. The Welcome to Catskill is a great web page. It's got a calendar that we in the community have access to so that there's finally a collective hub for people to see just what's really going on. One of the things that I found while taking on this project was that there's already so much going on, but there was no one spot to put it all for people to find out about. So now that so many of us are working together to try and collectively present what Catskill has to offer, that site is really taken off.
Yeah, I see lots of things happening on Main Street. I'm looking around going, oh, this is a little bit different. Yeah, I don't get to leave. I'm not leaving the house very often, but when I do, it's different. Oh, I'm excited.
So am I.
Cool. All right. Thank you for all the hard work that you put into this. It really means a lot to us.
Right, thank you. So, thank you.
You're awesome.
I'm awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
I just saw a hole that needed to be filled and doing what I can for my friends and my community.
You're doing it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me come on here and share this with everyone. Greatly appreciated.